This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical for Dale Hurley. Last name H-U-R-L-E-Y, L-E-Y, it's Hurley. H-U-R-L-E-Y, Dale, D-A-L-E is the first name. Date seen was September 10, 2023. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Hurley is a 53-year-old male who came from Hurley after laminectomy, period. I'm told from the records that he's homeless. New paragraph history, present illness. He presented August 27th with decreased mentation and loss of conscience after having a drug overdose of cocaine and methamphetamine, period. This was determined at the hospital, period. He complained of generalized weakness over the past month, period. He was unable to walk due to weakness, unable to hold objects and drop objects frequently, period. There's no associated neck pain, period. His left side was quite a bit weaker, and he had paresthesia of his hands, but he attributed that to diabetic neuropathy, period. He had the paresthesias for a long time, period. He also had impaired gait, period. He, also was having dizzy spells and was very weak, period. He ended up having, laminectomy of C4, C5 with a fusion, period. He apparently was found to have cervical, myelopathy, period. He still complains of pain in his neck and his shoulder blades, period. He is wearing a neck brace, period. He did receive some physical therapy in the hospital, period. Before the hospitalization, he was using a walker because he was too weak to walk without one, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye no complaints, ENT no complaints, respiratory, no dyspnea or cough, cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitation, GI, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea or constipation, period, GU, no dysuria. Musculoskeletal, he has diffuse arthralgias. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures, but when he came in, he was weak and had paresthesias, period. He has improved somewhat, period. New paragraph, review systems otherwise negative. New paragraph, past history, burn of the right hand, COPD, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hepatitis C, methicillin-resistant staph aureus cellulitis, amputation of the right second toe, and the recent cervical myelopathy. New paragraph, family history. His father is alive and has colon cancer, period. His mother is deceased, period. She had diabetes mellitus and COPD, period. He has a sister with diabetes mellitus. New paragraph, social history. He smokes about a pack a day, period. No current alcohol excess, period. There's a history of drug abuse. New paragraph, medications. Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs every 4 hours as needed. Trazodone, 50 milligrams at bedtime. Risperdal, 4 milligrams at bedtime for mood. Mood disorder. Oxycodone, 10 milligrams every 8 hours as needed. He has nicotine patches, but not to use if he's smoking. Methocarbamol, 750 milligrams 4 times a day. Lantus, 13 units at bedtime. He's on aspart to scale. Symbicort, 160-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams at bedtime. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Acetaminophen, 1,000 milligrams every 8 hours as needed for pain. New paragraph, allergies unknown. New paragraph, examination. He is not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Blood pressure 126 over 82, temperature 97.8, pulse 76, respiratory rate 18, O2 saturation 96%, head and neck, pupils equal to react to the light and accommodation, period. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extra oxygen movements intact, oral mucous membranes are normal, ears normal to inspection. Uh, Neck has a brace in place. It appears like a Philadelphia collar. Lungs had slightly diminished breath sounds, but no wheeze or crackles appeared, no accessory muscles for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal SNRS2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly period. There's a small umbilical hernia. Neurologic, cranial is normal, sensation grossly intact. He had slight left upper and lower extremity weakness, but it's improved. It's now 4+ out of 5. It's almost normal, period. Musculoskeletal, it was painful to shrug his shoulders, period. Shoulder range of motion is just slightly reduced, but not severely so, period. Hand grip is 4+ out of 5 and symmetrical, period. Skin was intact, warm and dry without major lesions, period. New paragraph assessment on plan 1. Mr. Hurley is post myelopathy, period. He's post C4-5 laminectomy and fusion due to myelopathy, period. He appears to have made some motor recovery, period. I'll continue for pain the OxyContin 10 milligrams every 8 hours, and health takes her back some 750 milligrams 4 times a day, period. I will add Mobic 15 milligrams daily for about 2 weeks for the pain, period. In paragraph 2, he has diabetes mellitus, and I'll continue Lantus 13 units at bedtime plus a scale, period. 3, he has COPD, and I'll continue Symbicort 2 puffs twice a day as above, and Ventolin HFA 2 puffs every 4 hours as needed, period. He'll get OT and PT at mission point, period. He'll continue to trazodone 50 milligrams at bedtime for insomnia, period. At his request, I'll recommend raised toilet seats if okay with physical therapy, because he has difficulty getting up out of the toilet at this point in time, period. He comes to us on Risperdal 4 milligrams nightly for mood, period. He does have a history of substance abuse also, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.